Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Judas in Sequins, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Glitter and Knives. The desert doesn't bury secrets, it mummifies them. Las Vegas is just a graveyard in glitter, and I've been dancing on its corpses since I was old enough to lie about my age. My name's Lola Voss, and tonight, like every night, I'm playing Judas in Sequins. The Venus Lounge was sweating. Stale AC, cigarette smoke clotting the air, and the sticky hum of slot machines bleeding through the backstage walls. I adjusted the feathered headdress digging into my scalp and stared into the mirror. The girl staring back wasn't me. She was a composite, mom's hazel eyes, stolen lipstick from a Rite Aid, and a smile sharp enough to cut glass. Lola, you're on in 5. Ricky, the club's manager, barked through the door. His voice always sounded like he'd swallowed a pack of Marlboros. Tell the crowd to hold their dicks, I muttered, blotting sweat from my collarbone. The other girls avoided me. Smart. Last week, I'd planted a Xanax in Jasmine's purse after she tried stealing my slot on the 9 p.m. show. She's serving 30 days now. The stage lights hit like a fever. I strutted to the pole, hips swinging to the bass thump of Bang Bang. The crowd roared, a blur of bald spots, gold chains, and wedding ring tans. I tuned them out. My mark sat at table 6, Marcus Royce. I'd done my homework. Hedge fund billionaire. Divorced twice. Owned a penthouse in Dubai and a yacht named Liquid Asset. But his real vice wasn't money, it was control. Last year, he'd allegedly strangled an escort in Reno. Cops called it accidental asphyxiation. I called it free real estate. After the show, I slipped into a backless red dress and reapplied my armor. Kevlar garter, mom's vintage, held a .22 Derringer. Rohypnol tucked in a hollowed-out lipstick tube. Burner phone, recording app ready. Royce was at the blackjack table, fingers drumming the felt. Up close, he was all edges, razor-cut jaw, knuckles scarred like topographical maps. His eyes locked onto me, pale blue and reptilian. Mr. Royce. I slid into the seat, letting my thigh brush his. Heard you're a man who likes high stakes. He didn't smile. Stakes imply uncertainty. I eliminate variables. The dealer flicked cards. Royce played like a psychopath, split tens, doubled down on 13s. Lost $500,000 in 15 minutes. I laughed at his jokes, none were funny. Accidentally spilled champagne on his thigh, and let him catch me staring at his Rolex. You're not here for the money, he said suddenly, swirling his bourbon. I froze. Shit. What makes you say that? He leaned in. His cologne was bergamot and gunmetal. Your pupils didn't dilate when I lost $200,000. You're hunting something else. I recovered fast, trailing a nail down his wrist. Maybe I'm hunting you. The penthouse suite smelled like money and menace. Floor-to-ceiling windows framed the strip's neon corpse glow. Royce poured 2 glasses of Macallan, handed me 1. To honesty, he said, clinking my glass. I smirked. Boring. He watched me drink. You'd be surprised. The Rohypnol was tucked under my tongue in dissolvable film, a trick I'd learned from Silk, my mentor. She'd retired after a mark bit her cheek mid-kiss and tasted the ketamine. Never trust a man who doesn't blink, she'd warned. Royce hadn't blinked once. I kissed him, bitter film passing between lips. He groaned, fingers knotting in my hair. Got you. But when I pulled back, he was smiling. Clever girl, he whispered, spitting the film into his palm. My stomach dropped. Before I could move, he slammed me against the window. The city spun below, 1,000 lights winking like accomplices. You think I didn't vet you? His breath scalded my ear. Lola Voss. Born Lila Mae Thompson. Mother overdosed at the Stratosphere in 09. You've blackmailed 17 men. 2 heart attacks, 1 suicide. I clawed at his arm. Let go. He tightened his grip. But here's what you missed. I'm not a mark. He dragged me to the bedroom. My derringer was still in the garter, too far to reach. You're a predator, he hissed, throwing me onto silk sheets. But I collect predators. The closet door creaked open. Polaroids. dozens of them pinned like butterflies. Women, redheads, brunettes, blondes, flayed open from sternum to pelvis. Ribcages glistening under flashbulbs. One had her lips sewn shut with fishing wire. The butcher of the strip. My lungs collapsed. The headlines flashed, Skinner serial killer stalks Las Vegas. Cops thought he targeted liars. Royce traced a boning knife down my cheek. You're my masterpiece, Lola. A liar so pure, you've forgotten what truth tastes like. I headbutted him. He staggered and I ran. The hallway blurred. Elevator, fuck too slow. Stairs. My stilettos cracked like gunshots as I plummeted 32 flights. The parking garage reeked of exhaust and urine. My Corvette roared to life, but headlights flared behind me, his black Escalade, grill snarling like teeth. He chased me through the neon guts of the strip, ramming my bumper. Glass rained. I swerved into an alley behind the Flamingo, tires screeching. The Escalade T-boned a dumpster. I ran. Sequins sliced my thighs. A service door locked. A fire escape too high. Then a voice, in here. A janitor yanked me into a closet. Darkness. The stink of bleach. Stay quiet, he hissed. Footsteps echoed outside. Royce's voice slithered under the door. You can't hide forever, darling. Lies have a scent. Chapter 2, The Devil's Waltz. The janitor's name was Hector. He smelled like Marlboros and industrial bleach, his hands calloused from 20 years of mopping up Vegas vomit. He pressed a finger to his lips as Royce's footsteps circled the closet door like a vulture. You can't hide the stink of dishonesty, darling. Royce's voice oozed through the crack under the door. I can smell it. My heart jackhammered against my ribs. The closet was pitch black, but I felt Hector tense beside me. His breath hitched, a wet, wheezing sound. Emphysema, probably. I wondered if he'd die here with me. The footsteps faded. He's gone, Hector rasped, flicking on a penlight. The beam shook in his grip. You're that dancer. The one from Venus. I nodded, peeling a sequin from my bleeding thigh. You know a way out that doesn't involve walking past his psycho ass? Hector coughed, phlegm rattling. Tunnels maintenance shafts run under the Flamingo. Dumpsters, laundry, all that shit. He eyed my stilettos. You'll ruin those heels. They're Louboutins. Ruins their default setting. He led me through a labyrinth of dripping pipes and flickering fluorescents. The tunnels stank of rot and rat piss, the walls vibrating with the bass from the nightclub above. My phone was dead. My .22 was still in the garter, but six bullets wouldn't stop Royce if he found us. Why help me? I asked. Hector shrugged. My daughter. She danced here till some rich fuck OD'd her with fentanyl. Cops called it an accident. He spat. You remind me of her. All teeth, no tail. I didn't thank him. Gratitude's a liability. We emerged behind a Burger King dumpster. The strip was a seizure of neon, tourists stumbling like zombies. I needed to disappear, but my Corvette was totaled. Royce would have goats watching my apartment. Think, Lola. Then I remembered the safe house. Flashback, 2 years earlier. Silk pinned me against the wall of her trailer, a switchblade at my throat. Rule one, girl, always have a bolt hole. Someplace so filthy, so disgusting, even the cockroaches gag. She smelled like menthols and regret, her face a road map of bad choices. Mine's a storage unit off Boulder Highway. Yours? I'd laughed. I'll just crash at the Bellagio. The blade bit into my skin. You'll be dead by 30. The storage unit cost $89 a month. I'd stuffed it with cash, burner phones, and a Glock 19 I'd lifted off a DEA agent during a champagne room handjob. Hector hotwired a 98 Honda Civic, retirement plan, he grinned, showing meth-rot teeth. I ditched him at a bus stop, palming him $5,000 from my clutch. Buy a respirator, I said. He saluted. Break a leg, kid. Preferably his. The unit was in a compound guarded by meth heads and feral dogs. I punched in the code, 1215 Mom's birthday. The roll-up door screeched. Inside, dust, a moldy futon, and a steel locker with my essentials. I changed into jeans and a hoodie, dyed my hair black with box color from Walgreens. The Glock felt foreign in my hands, cold, clumsy. Silk's voice hissed in my head. A gun's a last resort. Women like us fight with our minds first, tits second, bullets third. I checked the burners. Three messages. Javier, 2:14 a.m., cops asking about you. Royce's people too. Lay low. Unknown hashtag, 3:02 a.m., I know where you sleep. Attachment, a photo of my apartment door. Nina, 4:55 a.m., you owe me, bitch. Meet me at the gold spike. Noon. Nina. My chest tightened. Last time I'd seen her, she was screaming as cops dragged her out of the Venus in handcuffs. I'd planted a bag of coke in her locker after she caught me skimming Ricky's cash. She'd sworn to slit my throat. Now she wanted to meet? Either a trap or a miracle. I loaded the Glock. Miracles are just traps with better lighting. The Gold Spike was a dive bar downtown where the slots only took quarters and the regulars had arrest warrants for hobbies. Nina sat in a back booth, her once glossy black hair now dyed platinum and brittle as straw. She'd lost weight, collarbones jutting like knife blades. "You look like shit," I said, sliding in. She smiled, all veneers and venom. "Look who's talking, Lila May. My birth name was a slap. Here you're Royce's new pet project." I kept my hand under the table, finger on the Glock's trigger. "You didn't invite me here for small talk." She slid a manila envelope across the sticky table. Inside, photos of Royce entering a nondescript warehouse off Industrial Road. Dates, times, license plates. "He's not just a killer," she said. "He's a collector. Girls, body parts, secrets. He's got a ledger, names, payments, blackmail. Your name's in red ink, sweetheart." I stared at her. "Why help me?" Her smile dissolved. "Because he took my sister, Marisol." She was a cocktail waitress at the Wynn. One night she went to his suite, and Nina's chipped nail polish tapped a photo of a Polaroid. Marisol's face, mouth sewn shut. "I want you to gut him. Slowly. And if I say no?" She lifted her coffee cup. Underneath, a shiv made from a toothbrush. "Then I gut you and do it myself." We both knew she couldn't. Nina was all threat, no follow through. That's why I'd framed her. She lacked the grit to be a real predator. I pocketed the envelope. "Where's the ledger?" "Warehouse. But it's a fortress. Motion sensors, armed guards, the works." I stood. "Then I'll need a distraction." Her eyes narrowed. "What kind?" I tossed her a burner phone. "The kind that goes boom." Javier answered on the first ring. "Quién es?" "It's Lola. I need a favor." He groaned. "Cada vez que llamas, me envejezco cinco años. I'll pay double. Triple. YTE consigues un terapeuta." I gave him the address. "Fireworks. Big ones. Esto es legal? Since when do you care?" "Bien punto. 20 minutos." The warehouse squatted under the I-15 overpass, its windows boarded, walls tagged with gang signs. Two guards patrolled the perimeter, ex-military by their buzz cuts and bored stance. I watched from a stolen delivery van, Nina fidgeting beside me. "You sure this'll work?" "No, Javier was an artist. Last year, he'd rigged a meth lab explosion to look like a gas leak. Tonight's masterpiece. Three trash cans stuffed with fireworks, fertilizer, and gasoline, wired to blow at 9:15 p.m. The first explosion rocked the van's windows. Boom. Guards sprinted toward the fireball. Nina and I slipped through the back fence. The warehouse door was steel, but the lock was cheap. I picked it in 30 seconds. Inside was worse than the Polaroids. Freezers hummed along the walls, their glass lids fogged. I wiped one clean, Marisol, her torso hollowed out, organs replaced with rose petals. "Artistic. Sadistic." Nina retched into a corner. "He's a fucking monster." "Yeah. Makes me feel better about what I'm gonna do." The office was upstairs. I jimmied the door. Royce's desk, MacBook, a ledger bound in human skin, felt like it anyway, and a snow globe of the Vegas Strip. I flipped open the ledger. Page after page of names. Senators. Judges. A governor. Payments labeled consulting fees. Blackmail. And then my photo circled in red. Lola Voss. Liar. Pending acquisition. The laptop password was 1215. My blood iced over. Mom's birthday. Files. Videos. Women begging, screaming, dying. I copied everything to a thumb drive. Nina screamed. Royce stood in the doorway, a hunting knife in one hand, Nina's hair in the other. Blood streaked his shirt. Javier's distraction hadn't lasted. "Naughty girl," he tooted. "Snooping's rude." Nina clawed at his grip. "Lola, shoot him." I raised the Glock. "Let her go." He laughed. "You won't. The bullet goes through me, it hits her. And despite what you think, you're not a killer." He was right. Silk's voice again. "You've got a predator's instincts, Lola, but not the teeth." Royce dragged Nina toward me, knife at her throat. "Drop the gun. Or I'll unzip her like a fucking dress." I hesitated. Nina's eyes met mine. "Do it." Royce's blade pressed. A bead of blood slid down her neck. I dropped the Glock. He kicked it away. "Good girl. Now." Nina stomped his instep. Elbowed his ribs. Twisted free. Royce slashed. The knife caught her arm. She screamed. I lunged for the Glock. Fired. Click. Click. Empty. Royce grinned. You forgot to check the chamber, darling. He lunged. A gunshot cracked. Royce staggered. Blood bloomed on his shoulder. Nina stood behind him, the Glock smoking in her hands. She'd grabbed it when I dropped it. I checked the chamber, she said. Chapter 3, Broken Masks. The gunshot's echo clawed at my eardrums. Royce staggered back, blood soaking through his shirt like ink on parchment. Nina stood frozen, the Glock trembling in her hands, her face pale as the warehouse's flickering fluorescence. For a heartbeat, the world held its breath. Then Royce laughed. It was a wet, guttural sound, more animal than man. Good girl, he rasped, pressing a hand to his shoulder. Blood seeped between his fingers. You've got teeth after all. Nina's voice cracked. Stay back or I'll... He lunged. She fired again. Click. The chamber was empty. Royce's knife flashed. Nina screamed as the blade bit into her forearm, the Glock clattering to the floor. I dove for it, but his boot cracked my ribs, slamming me into the desk. The snow globe shattered, glass shards biting into my palms. Vegas glitter pooled with blood. You're persistent, Royce hissed, dragging Nina up by her hair. She thrashed, kicking, but he pressed the knife to her throat. But persistence without power is just noise. I scanned the room, weapons, weapons. The ledger. The laptop. A steel letter opener. There. I grabbed the letter opener and lunged. Royce turned, but too slow. The blade sank into his thigh. He roared, releasing Nina, and backhanded me hard enough to taste copper. Run. I screamed at Nina. She hesitated, clutching her bleeding arm. I'm not leaving you. Go. She fled. Royce yanked the letter opener from his leg and swung. I ducked, the blade whistling over my head. He was wounded, but not weak. Adrenaline and madness sharpened him. I scrambled backward, snatching the ledger. His eyes flicked to it. You don't want to do that, darling. Yeah. I spat blood. Watch me. I hurled the ledger into the humming freezer. It hit the glass lid, cracking it. Royce snarled, limping toward me, but I was already moving. The warehouse floor was a maze of crates and body bags. I vaulted over a pallet, Royce's breath hot on my neck. His knife grazed my hip. I stumbled, pain searing, and grabbed the first weapon I found, a fire extinguisher. I spun, spraying foam into his face. He cursed, blinded, slashing wildly. The knife nicked my forearm. I swung the extinguisher. Crunch! It connected with his jaw. He staggered, and I bolted for the stairs. Nina was gone. The van, too. Of course. The warehouse door creaked open. A shadow moved, Javier, waving frantically from his dented Ford pickup. Apurate loca! I sprinted, Royce's roar chasing me. You're mine, Lola. Javier floored it before my door closed. Tires screeched. The pickup fishtailed onto Industrial Road, nearly sideswiping a semi. Que cono paso? Javier yelled. You said fireworks, not World War III. I slumped against the seat, pressing a torn sleeve to my bleeding hip. Change of plans. He tossed me a flask. Cheap tequila burned my throat. Nina? I asked. Ran off. Called an Uber. He glared. You owe me $500 for the fireworks. And a new pair of pants. Flashback, age 19. Silk pinned me to the floor of her trailer, her knee digging into my spine. Again, she growled. Faster. I twisted, dislocating my shoulder to slip free. Sweat stung my eyes. Why the hell are we doing this? She flicked a switchblade at my face. I caught it an inch from my eye. Because men like Royce don't fight fair, she said. And neither do we. Javier's safe house was a cockroach motel off the Boulder Highway. We barricaded the door with a fridge. I collapsed onto a stained mattress, Javier stitching my hip with vodka and dental floss. You're lucky he missed the artery, he muttered. I hissed as the needle pierced. Since when are you a medic? Since my cousin got stabbed at a quinceanera. You'd be surprised what YouTube can teach you. The thumb drive felt heavy in my pocket. I plugged it into Javier's laptop. Files spilled across the screen. Video folders labeled by date and name. I clicked one. Royce's voice, smooth as poison. Tell me a lie, Marisol. The camera shook. Marisol gagged, tears streaking her mascara. Royce traced a scalpel down her chest. Everyone lies. But you're special. I closed the video. Javier crossed himself. Dios mío. We need to leak this, I said. To who? Cops? They're in his pocket. To someone not in his pocket. He snorted. In Vegas? Good luck. The burner phone buzzed. Unknown number. Unknown, I have Nina. Come alone, or I send her back piece by piece. Attachment. A photo of Nina zip-tied to a chair, her left eye swollen shut. Unknown, Sunset Motel. Room 12. 1 hour. Javier read over my shoulder. Yes, una trampa. Yeah. I stood wincing. Got a shotgun? The Sunset Motel was a graveyard for affairs and overdoses. Room 12's door hung ajar. I pushed it open, shotgun raised. Nina sat in the center of the room, gagged, her wrists raw from struggling. She shook her head violently, muffled screams behind duct tape. Too easy. I stepped inside. The door slammed behind me. Royce pressed a gun to my temple. Drop it. I let the shotgun clatter. He kicked it away. You're predictable, darling, he said, breath hot on my neck. Sentimentality's a fatal flaw. Nina's good, I pleaded. I'm sorry. Royce shoved me into a chair, zip-tying my hands. His shoulder was bandaged haphazardly, blood blooming through gauze. Up close, he looked feverish, eyes glassy, skin slick with sweat. Infection? Good. You're dying, I said. He backhanded me. We're all dying. Some just faster. He paced, gun loose in his grip. You want to know why I chose you, Lola? Not because you're a liar. Because you're better at it. You lie to yourself most of all. I tested the zip ties. Tight. What's that supposed to mean? He leaned close, reeking of antiseptic and rot. You think you're surviving. But you're just waiting to die. Like your mother. Rage burned through me. I headbutted him. He stumbled, laughing. There she is, he crooned. The real Lola. The motel door exploded. Javier stood in the doorway, double barrel smoking. Royce fired wild. Plaster rained. Nina toppled her chair, scrambling for the shotgun. Chaos. I headbutt Royce again, my vision blurring. He grabbed my hair, yanking my head back. Enough. A shadow moved behind him. Nina, swinging the shotgun like a bat. Crack. The stock connected with his skull. He crumpled. Javier tossed me a knife. I sawed through the zip ties. Get the van. Nina hesitated, staring at Royce's unconscious body. We should kill him. He's not dying from a headache, I said, dragging her outside. Javier peeled out as sirens wailed in the distance. Nina clutched her bleeding arm. Now what? I gripped the thumb drive. Now we burn him to the ground. Chapter 4, Blood and Sequins. The desert doesn't care about your pain. It drinks your sweat, bakes your bones, and laughs when you beg for mercy. We buried Javier's pickup in a sandstorm halfway to Reno, the engine smoking like a funeral pyre. Nina huddled in the back seat, her arm wrapped in a gas station t-shirt, while I traced the bullet graze on my hip with a stolen lighter. The thumb drive burned in my pocket, heavier than a corpse. We need a new ride, Javier muttered, kicking the pickup's corpse. And a plan that doesn't end with us bleeding out in a Motel 6. I stared at the horizon, where the sky bled into sand. Silk's voice slithered through my mind. When you're cornered, kid, become the fucking storm. We leak the files, I said. Nina scoffed. To who? The FBI. They'll bury it. Not to them. To the families. Javier froze. The ones in the ledger? I nodded. Royce's blackmail network was a spiderweb, senators, judges, cartel lieutenants. Each name in that ledger had skeletons, and we had the shovel. They'll turn on him to save their own asses. Nina's laugh was bitter. Or they'll kill us first. I lit a cigarette, the flame trembling. Either way, Royce burns. Flashback, age 14. Mom danced at the Stardust asterisk, her sequins dull under nicotine-stained lights. She'd come home smelling of whiskey and strangers, her smile cracked like old leather. It's temporary, baby, she'd say, painting my nails with dollar store polish. We're gonna get out. Asterisk. The night she died, I stole her lipstick. Coral pink. It tasted like wax and lies. We hitchhiked to Phoenix in a semi-hauling slot machines. The driver, a tweaker named Deke, spent 200 miles ranting about lizard people and chemtrails. Nina slept fitfully, her breath hitching with every bump. Javier dismantled the thumb drive, rigging it to a dead man's switch. If we died, the files auto-sent to every news outlet in Nevada. Insurance, he said, soldering wires with a meth head's precision. Phoenix was a furnace. We holed up in a flophouse off Van Buren, cockroaches skittering over peeling Star Wars wallpaper. I bought burner phones and a .45 from a kid in a Breaking Bad tank top. Nina hacked the ledger, cross-referencing names with obituaries and arrest records. Most of these guys are dead, she said, scrolling. Or in prison. Royce's blackmail's gone stale. Javier cursed. So we got nothing? Not nothing. She zoomed in on a name, Victor Ruiz. Cartel lieutenant. Facing life in Florence Supermax. His trial's next month. I leaned over her shoulder. And? Royce has video of Ruiz's wife and kids. Threats. If we give it to Ruiz's lawyers, he'll flip on Royce to protect them. Javier whistled. Cartel's gonna skin Royce alive. Nina met my eyes. If we survive long enough to deliver it. The law offices of Henderson and Graves took up the 12th floor of a glass coffin downtown. I wore a blonde wig and a pantsuit stolen from a TJ Maxx. Nina posed as my paralegal, her arm bandaged under a silk scarf. Javier waited in a stolen Cadillac, engine running. The receptionist eyed us like week-old sushi. Do you have an appointment? I flashed a forged business card. Tell Mr. Henderson his 3 p.m. is here. Regarding Victor Ruiz, she buzzed us in. Henderson was a human bloodhound, sagging jowls, watery eyes, a tie stained with coffee. His office smelled like desperation and cedar. Ms. Smith, I dropped the thumb drive on his desk. This contains evidence that Victor Ruiz was coerced into his confession. Footage of his family being threatened by Marcus Royce. Henderson palmed the drive like it was radioactive. Who the hell are you? The person who'll leak this to Vice if you don't file it by noon tomorrow. He plugged it in. The video loaded. Ruiz's wife sobbing as Royce's goon held a knife to her toddler's throat. Henderson gagged. Jesus Christ. File a motion to dismiss, Nina said. Ruiz flips on Royce and your client walks. He wiped his mouth. And if Royce comes after me? I stood. Pray he finds us first. We were halfway to the Cadillac when the first bullet hit. It punched through the lobby window, shattering a potted fern. Nina screamed. I dragged her behind a concrete planter as another shot spiderwebbed the glass. Sniper! Javier yelled from the car. The crowd scattered, suits and skirts stampeding. I spotted him, rooftop across the street, glint of a scope. Royce's cleanup crew. Go! I shoved Nina toward the Cadillac. She froze. Lola! A bullet sparked off the planter. I sprinted, zigzagging, the .45 bucking in my hand. Wild shots. Useless. Javier gunned the engine, tires screeching. The Cadillac fishtailed into traffic. Nina clutched the seat, hyperventilating. They'll follow us. Already on it, Javier snarled, swerving onto I-10. I reloaded, hand steady. Silk's voice fears a bullet. Chamber it, or it chambers you. The black SUV tailgating us wasn't subtle. Tinted windows. No plates. I rolled down the window, wind screaming in my ears. What are you doing? Nina yelled. I leaned out, .45 barking. The SUV's windshield exploded. It veered, clipped a semi and flipped. Fireball. Javier hooped. SOES mi chica. Nina stared at me. You killed them. I rolled up the window. They'd have done worse. Flashback, age 22. Silk died how she lived mid-con. A diamond heist at the Mirage Star. She'd rigged the alarms, bribed the guards. But the Mark's wife walked in early. Silk took two bullets to the chest, still laughing. Her last words. Tell Lola, don't fuck up. Asterisk. I kept her switchblade. Rusty but sharp. We ditched the Cadillac in a chop shop off the 202. The owner, a one-eyed biker named Chains, traded us a 92 Corolla for Javier's gold Rolex. Royce'll have every cop and cartel dick between here and Yuma looking for us, Nina said, hunched over her laptop in the back seat. Henderson filed the motion. Trial's in 48 hours. Javier glanced at me. We gotta stay alive till then. I checked the .45. 3 rounds left. We need guns. And a place Royce won't look. Nina's fingers flew over the keys. There's a storage unit in Mesa, owned by a shell company linked to Royce. Blueprints show underground parking, private elevators. Could be his panic room. I grinned. Let's crash his party. The unit was a concrete bunker masquerading as a luxury storage facility. Palm trees. Fountains. Armed guards. Javier disabled the cameras with a homemade EMP. Nina hacked the keypad. 12:15. My chest tightened. How'd you guess the code? Javier asked. Didn't. I chambered around. He's mocking me. The elevator descended to sublevel B3. The doors opened into a gallery of horrors. Freezers lined the walls, fogged glass glowing under UV lights. Inside, women. Preserved. Some missing limbs, others flayed like Renaissance anatomy models. Nina retched into her scarf. Focus, I snapped, though my own hands shook. Royce's office was a steel vault. Laptops. Cash. Weapons. And a wall of photos, me. Surveillance shots. Me dancing at the Venus, buying diet Walgreens, kissing Royce in the penthouse. Nina froze. Lola, look. A corkboard labeled Judas. Red yarn connected photos of me, Silk, Mom. Newspaper clippings of Mom's suicide. A sticky note, like mother, like daughter. Rage blurred my vision. I swept the desk, files, hard drives, a pearl-handled revolver. Jackpot, Javier said, stuffing cash into a duffel. Nina yelped. The elevator pinged. Footsteps. I ducked behind the desk, aiming the .45. Royce stepped into the room, flanked by two brutes in Kevlar. Darling, he purred. You redecorated. I fired. Click. Empty. Royce sighed. Predictable. The brutes lunged. One grabbed Nina, snapping her arm like kindling. She screamed. The other slammed Javier's head into the wall. Royce knelt, caressing my cheek. You're exhausting. But I'll admit you made it fun. I headbutted him. He reeled, blood gushing from his nose. Bitch! I scrambled for the revolver. Fired. The brute holding Nina dropped. The second charged. I shot him twice, chest, head. Royce fled. Javier. I tossed him the revolver. Get Nina out. What about you? I grabbed a machete off the wall. I'm ending this. The tunnel stank of wet cement and copper. Royce's labored breathing echoed ahead. UV lights flickered, painting the wall's corpse blue. He stood at a dead end, clutching a scalpel. You're just like her, you know. Your mother. All fire, no foresight. I stepped closer. Keep talking. I want you to see it coming. He lunged. The machete clashed with the scalpel. Sparks flew. He was weak from blood loss, slow. I slashed his thigh. He roared, swinging wildly. The scalpel grazed my ribs. You'll die here, he hissed. And I'll hang your skin in my gallery. I fainted left, then swung upward. The machete bit deep into his shoulder. He collapsed, screaming. I stood over him, blade at his throat. Any last lies? He grinned, blood bubbling on his lips. You'll miss me. The machete fell. Javier found me in the tunnel, Royce's head in a duffel bag. Nina leaned on him, her arm splinted with a metal pipe. Jesus, Javier whispered. I wiped the blade clean. Let's go. We surfaced at dawn. The desert wind carried the stink of burning rubber and blood. Nina limped to the Corolla, her voice small. What now? I tossed the duffel in the trunk. Now we disappear. Javier stared at me. And the files? They'll leak. But Royce's friends will come for us. Nina touched my arm. Together? I looked at them, broken, bleeding, alive. Silk's switchblade weighed heavy in my pocket. Yeah, I lied. Together. Chapter 5, Judas in Flames. Royce's head rolled out of the duffel bag when Javier hit a pothole. It thumped against the Corolla's trunk, glassy eyes staring up at the desert sun like it owed him money. Nina gagged, turning away, but I couldn't stop looking. His lips were still twisted in that smug half-smile, like death was just another con he'd talk his way out of. You sure this was the play? Javier muttered, white-knuckling the steering wheel. Cartel's gonna want proof he's dead. Can't exactly mail them a fucking head. I lit a cigarette with trembling hands. We're not mailing it. We're delivering it. Nina clutched her splinted arm. To who? Victor Ruiz is in a supermax. His people are animals, Lola. They'll skin us alive before they check the bag. Then we make sure they check the bag first. Javier glanced at me. How? I exhaled smoke. By giving them something else to chase. Flashback, age 16. Mom's body hit the pavement with a sound I'll never forget. A wet crunch, like a melon dropped from a roof. The cops said she jumped. I knew better. Her pimp, Rico, stood on the stratosphere observation deck, grinning down at me as I screamed. That night, I stole his Glock and put two bullets in his Cadillac. Not him, just his tires. Silk found me hiding in a dumpster, shaking and hungry. Revenge ain't a snack, kid, she said. It's a banquet. You eat too fast, you choke. We buried the Corolla in a canyon outside Tucson, scattering sagebrush over tire tracks. Javier rigged Royce's phone to send a ping near the Mexican border, a decoy for the cartel. Nina hacked into a traffic cam, looping footage of a black SUV crossing into Sonora. They'll bite, she said, fingers flying. But not for long. I sat cross-legged in the dirt, cleaning Silk's switchblade. The desert was quiet here. No sirens. No screams. Just the wind hissing through rattlesnake grass. Javier tossed me a canteen. What's the move, Haifa? I nodded north. Phoenix. Ruiz's wife. Nina stiffened. She's in witness protection. And Royce's files have her location. So does the cartel now, thanks to you. I snapped the blade shut. Exactly. Flashback, 3 days earlier. Asterisk Ruiz's wife, Elena, pressed her toddler to her chest in the safe house kitchen. The kid's name was Mateo. He had his father's eyes, dark, darting, already old. Why are you helping us? She asked. I slid the thumb drive across the table. So you can tell your husband what Royce did. So he burns. She stared at the drive like it was a scorpion. And you? What do you burn for? I left without answering asterisk. Phoenix was a graveyard of strip malls and dying palms. Elena's safe house was a beige duplex with steel shutters and a lawn that hadn't seen water in a decade. A FBI surveillance van idled down the block. They're watching her 24/7, Nina said, squinting through binoculars. Two agents. Front and back. Javier cracked his knuckles. Distraction. I checked the .45. Three rounds left. I'll take the front. You and Nina hit the back. Get Elena and the kid out. Nina grabbed my arm. They're feds, Lola. We can't just. They're Royce's feds. I showed her the ledger page on my phone. Both agents' names circled in red. Paid $20,000 per month. Disposal protocol. Active. Javier paled. They're cleaners. I tucked the gun into my waistband. Stay behind me. The front door opened before I knocked. Agent number one, buzz cut, linebacker shoulders, blocked the threshold. Can I help you? I smiled, all teeth. Cable guy. Here to check the router. He reached for his hip. I headbutted him, grabbed his Glock, and fired twice into the ceiling. Plaster rained. Elena screamed from the kitchen. Agent number two lunged around the corner. I shot him in the knee. Down. Javier tackled Elena and Mateo as agent number one swung a knife. I ducked, slashing his thigh with Silk's blade. He crumpled, cursing. Go! I yelled, tossing Elena the keys to the Corolla. Drive to the FBI field office on 7th. Ask for Agent Torres. Now! She fled, Mateo wailing in her arms. Nina zip-tied the agents. They'll call for backup. I grabbed their radios. That's the point. The cartel arrived at sunset. Two black Tahoes. Six men. They moved like shadows, circling the duplex. Javier hid in the attic with a shotgun. Nina crouched behind the couch, a nail gun rigged to blow. I sat at the kitchen table, Royce's head centerpiece, sipping tequila from a mason jar. The door exploded inward. ¿Dónde está la puta? The leader, a brick shithouse with Santa Muerte tattooed on his neck, aimed a AK at my face. I toasted him. Bienvenidos. You're late. His men fanned out, rifles up. Santa Muerte snarled. Where's Elena Ruiz? I nodded at the head. Ask your boss. He froze. Royce. Was. He's fired. The room tensed. I kept drinking. You think this makes you hero? Santa Muerte spat. You're nothing. We'll peel your skin, puta. Feed you to Los Perros. I smiled. You'll try. Nina hit the detonator. The nail gun erupted, shredding the wall. Santa Muerte's men screamed, stumbling into Javier's crossfire. I dove under the table, firing the .45. Blood misted the air. Chaos. Santa Muerte grabbed me, crushing my ribs. Te mato. I jammed Silk's blade into his armpit. He howled. I shoved the .45 under his chin. Tell Ruiz it's done, I hissed. Click. Empty. He laughed, raising his knife. Adios, puta. Javier's shotgun roared. Santa Muerte's head vaporized. The safe house burned. Flames licked the sky, swallowing Royce's head, the ledger, the lies. We watched from a mile away, the desert wind carrying ash and the wail of sirens. Nina bandaged my split lip. They'll blame the cartel. Cleaners are dead. Elena's safe. Javier lit a joint. What now? I stared at the fire. Now we vanish. Bullshit. Nina's voice cracked. You're just gonna run? After all this. I turned. You got a better idea. She hesitated. We could stay. Start over. Be real. Javier coughed. She's right, Hefa. We're ghosts. Ain't no one left to hunt us. I looked at them, Javier with his gold-capped grin, Nina, her eyes still sharp despite the pain. Silk's blade weighed heavy in my pocket. All right, I lied. Flashback, last night. Asterisk Elena's call came at 3 a.m., it's done. Ruiz confessed. Royce's empire is ashes. I watched Javier and Nina sleep, their faces soft in the motel's neon glow. Good. What will you do? I hung up asterisk. We split up at dawn. Javier took the Corolla. Gonna open a garage in Tijuana. Fix cars. Stay sober. Nina hugged me, her grip fierce. Don't be a stranger, okay? I let her go. Never. They drove off, taillights fading into the haze. I waited an hour. Then I walked. The desert doesn't care about goodbyes. It scours your footprints, your sins, your name. But I left one thing behind, Mom's rhinestone garter, buried under a Joshua tree. Silk's voice followed me. Where you headed, kid? I lit my last cigarette. Wherever the lies are prettier. Chapter 6, Judas Undressed. The desert doesn't forgive. It doesn't forget. It watches, patient as a vulture, while the sun bleaches your bones and the wind scatters your name. I'd been walking for 3 days, surviving on stolen water bottles and gas station jerky, when the coyotes found me. Not the animals, the coyotes. Human smugglers. They pulled up in a rusted Chevy, rifles slung over sunburnt shoulders, and offered me a ride to El Paso. ¿A dónde vas, bruja? The driver asked, eyeing the blood crusted under my nails. Nowhere, I said, climbing into the truck bed. They laughed. I didn't. Flashback, age 12. Mom's pimp, Rico, cornered me in the Stardust Asterisk Alley. You look just like her, he sneered, whiskey breath hot on my face. Gonna be a real moneymaker. I stabbed him with a bottle opener. Silk found me hours later, stitching the gash on my arm with fishing line and vodka. You're a natural, she said, flicking the blade of her switchblade. But next time, aim for the eyes. Asterisk. El Paso was a fever dream of neon and exhaust. I dyed my hair platinum in a bus station bathroom, stole a leather jacket from a drunk Marine, and became someone new. Lola was dead. Now I was Jessie, a truck stop waitress with a dead ex-husband and a GED. The lies came easy. Too easy. I got a job at the Roadhouse, a diner off I-10 where the coffee tasted like motor oil and the regulars had warrants in 3 states. My boss, Darlene, chain-smoked Virginia Slims and called everyone sugar. She didn't ask questions. I didn't give answers. For 2 months, I almost believed it. Almost. Then he walked in. The bell above the door jingled. A man in a charcoal suit slid into booth 3, his Rolex glinting under the fluorescence. He looked like a banker, but bankers don't have knuckles scarred from busting teeth. Coffee, he said. Black. I poured it, hand steady. Anything else? He smiled. You don't recognize me, Lola? The carafe slipped. Scalding coffee pooled on the counter. Easy sugar, Darlene called from the grill. The man leaned forward. Victor Ruiz sends his regards. My throat tightened. Ruiz. The cartel lieutenant whose family I'd saved. The one rotting in Supermax. I don't know what you're talking about, I said. He slid a Polaroid across the table. Javier, duct-taped to a chair in a room with peeling Star Wars wallpaper. Blood streaked his face. Ruiz wants his pound of flesh, the man said. You've got 24 hours. Or your friend becomes a piñata. Flashback, 2 weeks earlier. Javier's last text, garage opens tomorrow. Named it El Sueño. Wish you were here. Asterisk. I'd deleted it. The drop point was a junkyard outside Juarez. Moonlight glinted off shattered windshields and gutted Chevys. I crouched behind a stack of tires, silk switchblade in one hand, a stolen .38 in the other. They brought Javier at midnight. 2 cartel thugs dragged him into the center of the yard, his face swollen, left eye sealed shut. Lola, one yelled. Salo lo matamos. I stepped into the open. Let him go. Javier lifted his head. Jefa should have stayed gone. The thug pressed a knife to his throat. Where's Ruiz's money? I don't have it. He sliced Javier's cheek. Wrong answer. I raised the .38. Last chance. The thug laughed. You'll miss. I won't. Bang. The bullet took him through the eye. His partner lunged. I dropped him with 2 shots. Javier stared, blood dripping down his chin. Since when do you shoot that good? I cut his zip ties. Had a good teacher. He hugged me, trembling. They got Nina too. The safe house was a brothel in Nuevo Laredo. Neon XXX signs buzzed like angry flies. Nina sat on a moth-eaten couch, her arm in a sling, face bruised but fierce. Took you long enough, she said. I tossed her the .38. You're welcome. Javier paced. Ruiz's guys are gonna swarm this place. We gotta move. I reloaded the gun. We're not running. Nina frowned. What's the play? I lit a cigarette. We give them what they want. Flashback. Age 18. Asterisk Silk pressed a knife to my throat. Again. I twisted, disarming her. She grinned. Better. But never pull a blade you ain't ready to bury. Asterisk. The cartel arrived at dawn. 6 cars. 20 men. They surrounded the brothel, AKs gleaming. I stood in the doorway, hands raised. I want to talk to Ruiz, I said. The leader, a skeletal man with gold-capped teeth, spat. Ruiz is in a cage, puta. But he'll enjoy your head in a box. I smiled. Tell him I'll testify. Get him out. Gold Teeth froze. Kay. I'll confess. Say Royce framed him. The feds'll cut a deal. Nina stepped beside me. She's lying. Gold Teeth raised his rifle. Then you die. I pulled the thumb drive from my pocket. Proof. Royce's files. Emails. Videos. enough to burn every cop and judge on his payroll. He hesitated. Give it. Let my friends go first. Javier grabbed my arm. Lola, don't. I shoved him toward the door. Take Nina. Go. Nina's eyes burned. We're not leaving you. Go. They went. The cartel shoved me into a windowless van. Gold teeth bound my hands, leering. Ruiz will peel you slow. I leaned back. Can't wait. Flashback, last night. Asterisk Nina's voice on the burner phone. It's done. The files are leaked. Every news outlet. The feds'll have to act. I stared at the brothel ceiling, cockroaches scuttling in the corners. Good. You don't have to do this. Yeah, I said. I do. The courthouse was a concrete tomb. Federal marshals cuffed me, shoved me into a holding room. Ruiz sat across the table, orange jumpsuit hanging off his gaunt frame. You look like shit, I said. He smirked. You look dead. The deal was simple, my testimony for immunity. Ruiz walked. I'd take the fall for Royce's empire. The marshal read my rights. I didn't listen. Flashback, age 6. Mom braided my hair, humming Criminal Asterisk by Fiona Apple. You're gonna be something, baby. Something real. I didn't know then that real meant surviving. That something meant this asterisk. The courtroom was packed. Reporters. Cops. Elena Ruiz in the front row, clutching Mateo. Nina and Javier lurked in the back, hoods up. The prosecutor droned. Did Marcus Royce coerce Victor Ruiz into his alleged crimes? I leaned into the mic, no. The room erupted. Bullshit. Nina screamed. Ruiz grinned. The judge pounded his gavel. Order. I stood. Royce was a monster. But so is Ruiz. And I'm done lying for men who skin the world. I tossed the thumb drive to the nearest reporter. Check the files. Then tell me who the real animals are. Ruiz lunged. Marshals tackled him. Chaos. Nina met my eyes. Run. The desert was on fire. Sirens wailed behind me as I sprinted into the scrub, the horizon blurring in the heat. They'd shoot on sight. I didn't care. Javier's van idled behind a mesquite grove. Nina yanked me inside. Drive. We crossed into New Mexico at sunset. Javier hooped. Nina bandaged my blistered feet. Where to now? Javier asked. I stared out the window. Somewhere with better liars. Nina squeezed my hand. Together? I looked at them. Javier's busted knuckles on the wheel, Nina's split lip curling into a smile. Silk's switchblade gleamed in my palm. Yeah, I said. For once I meant it. Epilogue. They found Royce's head 6 months later, half buried in a Nevada landfill. The FBI called it cartel revenge. The Venus Lounge hired a new dancer, a redhead with my old smile. Some nights, when the desert wind howls, I still hear him. You'll miss me, darling. I don't. But I keep the switchblade sharp. Just in case.